This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. After 10 straight days of hiccups, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has been admitted to a hospital with an intestinal obstruction. However, doctors say he will not undergo surgery for now. Hospital Nova Star in Sao Paulo said in a statement Wednesday night that Bolsonaro would receive a conservative clinical treatment. Earlier Wednesday, the Brazilian president was transferred from a military hospital in the capital of Brasilia to another hospital in Sao Paulo, where he underwent tests. The president has undergone several operations since being stabbed in the abdomen during his 2018 campaign. News of Bolsonaro's hospitalization comes as the far-right leader is sinking in opinion polls due to his handling of the world's second deadliest coronavirus pandemic and a simmering corruption scandal over his government's purchases of vaccines. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refuge flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We are launching what we are calling Operation Allies Refuge to support relocation flights for interested and eligible Afghan nationals and their families who have supported the United States and our partners in Afghanistan and are in the SIV application pipeline.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. This is VOA News. COVID-19 deaths and cases are on the rise again globally in a dispiriting setback that is triggering another round of restrictions and dampening hopes for an almost normal summer of fun. The World Health Organization reported Wednesday that deaths climbed last week after 9 straight weeks of decline. It recorded more than 55,000 lives lost, a 3% increase from the week before. Cases rose 10% last week to nearly 3 million, with the highest numbers recorded in Brazil, India, Indonesia, and Britain. The reversal has been attributed to low vaccination rates, the relaxation of mask rules and other precautions, and the swift spread of the more contagious Delta variant, which the WHO said has now been identified in 111 countries and is expected to become globally dominant in the coming months. Because of COVID-19, the medals ceremonies at this year's Olympics in Tokyo will look very different. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says athletes will not receive their medals around the neck. It will be on a tray, and then the athlete can put it on. The person putting the medal on the tray will be using disinfected gloves. Bach also says in Tokyo, no hugs or handshakes during the ceremony. He met with Japan's prime minister.
I would like to reaffirm all our commitment on the side of the Olympic community to do everything that we do not bring any risk to the Japanese people.
The IOC had previously said medalists and ceremony officials would have to wear masks. With no fans watching, Bach says crowd noise recorded from each event at previous Olympics will be fed into the arena. I'm Ed Donahue.
Singer Britney Spears has a new lawyer of her own choosing to represent her in the conservatorship that has overseen her personal and financial affairs since 2008. AP's Margie Zaralletta has details.
Britney Spears fans gathered outside Los Angeles Superior Court, while inside, Judge Brenda Penny approved Spears hiring former federal prosecutor Matthew Rosengart to represent her. Penny rejected Rosengart's request to remove Spears' father, James, as her conservator. Spears told the court by phone she wants to charge her father with conservatorship abuse, saying she has been denied coffee, a driver's license, and hair vitamins. James Spears' lawyer Vivian Thoreen says for the past 2 years, James has only overseen his daughter's money, not her person. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Overdose deaths in the United States roared to a record 93,000 last year in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.